episode 156, The Candy of Life.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Yes, I'm excited. I don't know why I'm excited. I'm just excited. Am I not ever excited? Why, number one, you're here? And I don't know, but it doesn't matter how crazy my day is. When it is time for our time, our girl time, I am on fire, and I just love chatting with you. I want you to know that. Really, I do. I'm so excited that you're here. And today, we're going to go right into motivation and inspiration. I want you to feel love. I want you to feel sweet. I want you to feel delicious, okay? The candy of life. Now, you might be saying, what in the world are you talking about here? The candy of life? What is that? Well, we're going to get to that here in a few minutes, but I'm not going to tell you that secret quite yet. If you are kind of now just finding us and getting, and you know, welcome to the community, welcome to this family, because it's awesome that you're here, and I'm excited that you're here. I'm excited to meet you. A couple ways you can meet me and I can meet you is, number one, go to createyournow.com. There's lots of information there. We are changing up the website. So there's going to be some amazing things happening here within the next month or so. Be patient with me. I know it's hard, but I promise you really good, fun, exciting things for all. Okay? It'll be a blast. Number two, you can go to Facebook. And if you want to join the private group, it's Create Your Now Podcast. All you have to do is put that in the little search bar, type it in, request to join, and I personally will approve your request. Yes, it's me you're talking to. There's not anybody else. When you see someone who answers those messages on Facebook, yes, it is me, Christiane, talking to you. I really do believe in that, that I want to be real and authentic with you. And that's why we're talking about the candy of life. You see, you know I've been on my journey, and my journey's not done yet. But one thing I realized during my tornado in life, and especially with my nutrition, was number one, I've always absolutely loved sweets. That it has been my draw. You know, I'm just like, oh, I could eat them all the time. And the crazy thing is, for me, I don't ever have a full factor. You know, when you put gas in the car and the little dilly-dilly bob thing, you know, goes up. You know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, the tank says it's full. Well, my tank never says it's full, especially when it comes to the candy of life. And you see, it wasn't about the sweet treats as the sugar that I so love and still do. I just don't eat it as much anymore. It's more of truly a treat when I do eat something sweet. But I can enjoy the candy of life all the time. Are you struggling right now? You wishing you could be doing something else, but you can't? Are the children just pushing you to the limits? Maybe your patience is running low. Maybe you can't do what you want to do. There's no time. There's, you know, there's lack of funds, meaning money. You only find yourself in frustration. Have you ever tried that new recipe and it just totally bombs? You think it's going to be the bomb, but no, it truly bombs, maybe even catches on fire and turns another color that it's not supposed to be. Ever had one of those days, one of those moments? Maybe you're in that right now. And sometimes they linger longer than you really want them to. And sometimes, though, they're just moments and they're just a blink and they float away. However, what happens is it takes away from our focus, right? We find ourselves going to remembering all the bad stuff. Like I just mentioned, my tornado, the candy of life. You see, my tornado, I discovered that really sugar is not a good thing for my body. I can have it, but how I have it and how much I have it is huge for me, okay? because it does weird things. It is like a drug to my body. And I'm not saying that I'm jumping off the wall if I eat sugar. No, I'm always jumping off the wall. That's how God made me. Okay. He made me an energetic, spunky little woman. Okay. I was like that from the beginning and I'm still like that. And I pray, as long as Lord willing, He will allow me, that I will be spunky to the end of my days. But when I was going through that whole time of the yuck and the struggling and the, oh, what ifs, and I don't know where I'm headed and what am I doing? You know, where we all end up sometimes. And it may not be for a whole season in our life, but it may be just for a moment. That moment maybe that you're in now. Maybe your boss called you in and said, you know what, I got to take you off this project because we don't have the funds anymore. And so I can't pay you that extra money. Maybe you're trying to do something with your brand new business and you were so absolutely gung-ho for it. You're like, yes, 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 I'm all in. And the problem is that your family's not all in. And you've told about 12 people and now one person is interested in what you were on fire about. Oh yeah, it just really crashes the energy, doesn't it? Man, what is it? But only if you could have the candy of life all the time. But guess what? You can. You really can. It's so easy to get caught up in the negative. Why? Because it's easy. It really is. It's simple and it's easy. Plus, we remember it. I think that's part of us for being human. You know, if I was a robot, not that I'm saying I want to be a robot, but if I was a robot, I think the benefit of being a robot would be the lack of emotions. So we wouldn't remember the negative. We would remember the negative, but the emotion of the negative would not be attached to it. You see, there's something about it with the brain and how it all works together. And I'm not going to go into science because we don't have time for all of that. This is Short Motivation Inspiration Day today. You've got stuff to do. You've got places to go. You are incredible. And you're going to go out and make a difference in someone's life because guess what? You carry the candy of life. Yeah, I'm telling you, you've got it. And maybe you just didn't know it. You see, what happens is we take the negative and it's easy to fall back on. But what we need to do is we need to wrap it around the positive. It's time to count your smiles to brighten your day. That's the candy of life. Did you get that? Did you hear me? You need to count your smiles to brighten your day. That's your candy. That's what you need to focus on. You see, what happens is you begin to focus on the negative. It's all right there. It's so easy because it hurts you and unfortunately, it draws you closer. Some people, have you ever seen the ones that are like addicted to drama? And you say, what is it about them? There's like drama all the time with their lives. It's kind of because they like to live in the drama. Well, get rid of the drama and create the candy of life. Begin to count your smiles to brighten your day. It's the sweetest treat of all. You've got it. God gave it to you. It's life's sugar. It's the best sugar you can have. And you see, now that my tornado has come and gone, not that I don't have a few other ones that try to come up every once in a while, but my major storm of life, okay? I look at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank goodness I met the candy of life. Thank goodness I saw that it wasn't about the sugar, the sweet, that just that 2 seconds of joy that I get out of something that I eat, but the candy of life, as in count your smiles. It's your smile. Count your smiles to brighten your day. It's life sugar. It keeps you going when the times are tough and challenging. How many times have you smiled today? Think about it. I want you to start thinking about that today. That's it. That's your kiss. Your extra sugar. The candy of life. I want you to count them today. I want you to turn that focus on, oh, wow, I actually smiled. Somebody said hello to me and I smiled. Oh my goodness, I answered the phone and when I said hello, I smiled. It's amazing. Pretty soon, you'll find out that you're living a pretty good life because you're focusing on the positive. You got the sweetest sugar of all, the candy of life, your smile. No matter, sweetheart, what you're going through right now, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. I want you to feel it in your heart. And I want you to feel a joy bubbling within you, knowing that you're incredible and that you have the candy of life right within you. You can not only change how you feel right now at this moment, even if you feel like you're down in the dumps, you can also make an impact on someone else. Now that is powerful, isn't it? Yeah. Do you feel empowered, ready to go conquer the world? Because that's what you're going to do today, because you are going to go out with your candy of life. Yeah, you got it. You're smiling now. Look at you. Aren't you adorable? You are absolutely precious. You're a gem. Go out and make it a magnificent and marvelous day. Have an M&M day, a magnificent and marvelous day. All right? Remember, now don't forget, the candy of life. It's counting your smiles to brighten your day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.